Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Have you ever found yourself using your spouse as an emotional punching bag? You know, when you've had a bad day, I'm going to hold my hands up and say I have been guilty of this. You have a bad day, you take it out on them, or you find yourself just in kind of a spiral of negativity. Why do we tend towards the negative sometimes rather than seeking to look for the positive? Well, we're going to be talking about just the importance of how we try to be positive and to be a cheerleader for our spouse and to encourage each other on. But what's the best way of breaking out of the bad habits and trying to foster that as a good habit? Well, to help us with this, we have Lorcan McGarry of Family Enrichment Ireland. I'm sure it's not an uncommon problem, Lorcan, is it, that sometimes we tend towards the negative, or we're not intentional about being that cheerleader for our spouse?
Oh, absolutely, Wendy. Look, we're all human. We all have our good points. We all have weaknesses. And, you know, sometimes how we think about other people can be a weakness. We tend to see, you know, we naturally tend to see people's weak points, poor points, rather than seeing the positive things about them. And that applies to our spouse or our partner as well.
How do you change that mindset then, Lorcan and mate? Because it's something that I presume you have to, you know, form a habit, and then hopefully it becomes more natural to you over time.
No, absolutely. You hit it on the head. Look, we all know how easy it is to develop bad habits. But, you know, we can also develop good habits. And I think what you said, the first thing is obviously to be aware of it. You know, one of the problems is sometimes we can, you know, we don't think about, well, how do I think about my spouse? How do, for example, here's a very good way to think about it. When I'm talking about my spouse to other people, what do I say about them? You know, do I tend to be critical? Does my conversation about my spouse tend to focus in on, wait till I tell you what he did now? You know, oh, listen, you're not going
to
believe it.
And there's almost a cultural pressure to do that. Maybe, yeah. I don't know if it's among men as well, but among women to, okay, we're going to have a little natter and a kind of a giving out fest rather than a celebration of the spouse.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I think sometimes if we look at maybe some of the soaps that are on television, obviously, you know, the soaps focus on that sort of stuff because that's what catches people's attention. And sometimes we learn from those sort of things. So we, in turn, develop this habit of thinking negatively and talking negatively about our spouse. And to your point, obviously, what we need to do then is to develop the opposite trait. So, for example, I try and think about, you know, what are some of the good points my spouse has? And I focus on those instead. And then maybe with the slightly weaker or more negative points, I try and be, I'm not going to say make excuses for them, but I try to be understanding about it. You know, maybe she just had a bad day at work. Maybe he's just under pressure at the moment. That sort of thing. We make excuses for our spouse.
And is it important as well, Lorcan, to know that kind of habit of, because there are different things, right, in terms of sitting down and having a mature conversation about how we can be better for one another, how we can make life easier for each other, than just the kind of daily nitpicking or nagging that you can get into. And that can be quite toxic in a relationship, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sometimes we aren't reflective about what's going on in our relationship. We don't think about it. We just go with the flow. And to your point, something that can help and that can maybe begin to break that cycle is to maybe just say to our spouse, look, is there anything that if I changed it or did differently that would make life easier for you or would make our life together work that little bit better? And maybe it gives my spouse permission to start bringing up one or two things. You know, so that's something that I could do. Just give my spouse that sort of permission or that opening to just touch on something that may be a little bit sensitive. But I put myself in a position where I'm open to hearing about it.
Yeah, so rather than going on the attack and pointing the finger, it's that idea of saying, well, what is there something else at play here? Or is there something else going on or some other way I can help in the situation?
Yeah, and I think to your point, you know, going on the attack, I think a very good way to approach, say, for example, I want to say something to my spouse, that's a bit sensitive. You know, rather than starting by saying something like, you're always or you never or something like that, begin to describe how it is for you. In other words, you say something like, look, this is how I feel when you do X. Or this is how I feel when Y happens. You're not accusing your spouse of anything. You're not saying they're doing something wrong. You're just saying, look, this is how it is for me. And psychologists, counselors all tell us that that's a far more productive way to begin a conversation with our spouse than the accusatory, you're always, you never.
And it's a really powerful example of just how language matters and how it can make a big difference. So if we were going to do one thing now today, Lorcan, for people listening saying, yeah, I want to make a change in this. I want to be, of course, I want to be my spouse's cheerleader. I want to be their supporter. What's a good place to start?
Well, I think number one, maybe think firstly, being reflective, being self-aware. How do I think about my spouse and how do I generally speak about them? That's one good thing to start. And the other thing maybe is try to be a bit more caring. So, for example, when my spouse comes home, or when, let's assume my spouse is home before me and I walk in, rather than launching in, telling them about my day and here's this and here's what went wrong, maybe just focus on them. So, you know, how was your day? How are you feeling? How are things going for you? Maybe a more caring focus on my spouse. So how I think about my spouse, and then in the actual day-to-day minute of the day, trying to focus a little bit more on them than on what's going on in my head and my life and that sort of thing.
Great.
There might be two ways we could focus on.
Yes, great advice as always. That's Lorcan McGarry of Family Enrichment Ireland, and Family Enrichment run lots of fantastic courses that, is, as the word says, enriches your marriage, and parenting courses as well. If you want to find out more, you can go to familyenrichment.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.